Seniors advocate Isabel McKenzie is calling on the province to restructure home support services, which she says are unaffordable for many, aren't keeping pace with the needs of a growing population of seniors, and lag behind those of other provinces. When we examine the five-year trends, we find client complexity and frailty is rising, care hours are not growing to meet this need and more care is being shifted to family caregivers who continue to experience high levels of distress, said McKenzie, who released her second review of home support services Thursday in a news conference at the Legislature Press Gallery. The last comprehensive review of home support was completed in 2019. Home support is designed to help seniors live safely at home as they age by offering everything from assistance with bathing and daily personal care to more complex tasks such as catheter care, oxygen therapy and management of medications. In BC, home support services do not include non-medical tasks such as housekeeping, laundry, grocery shopping and meal preparation. The report notes that funding for home support has increased by 42% over the past 5 years and the number of community health workers who deliver the service has increased by 25%. However, the hours of home support delivered have only increased by 5%. Meanwhile, over the last 5 years, the number of home support clients over age 75 is dropping, by 10% for clients age 75 and older, and 5% for those over 85. Most provinces don't charge for home support, and of those that do, BC is the most expensive, the report says. A BC senior with an income of $29,000 a year, for example, would be charged $9,000 annually for an hour-long daily home support visit. That cost barrier is one reason why 61% of those admitted to long-term care report are not receiving any home supports 90 days prior to admission, she said. It's also why BC has twice as many low-care needs seniors in long-term care than Alberta and Ontario, two provinces that do not charge for home support services, said McKenzie. The number of seniors in long-term care in BC is above the national average. McKenzie argues it would cost health authorities $14,000 annually to provide 1 hour of home support per day compared with $60,000 annually for a long-term care bed for a senior with an income of $29,000 per year. Cost barriers to home support are also partly to blame for increased wait times for long-term care and ER visits, the report says. The review includes survey responses from more than 6,000 seniors who receive home support services. Users reported having a high regard for the care they receive, although the number prepared to rate their home support services as excellent dropped 30% from 5 years ago. As in the first report, almost a third of home support clients say they need additional services such as housekeeping, meal preparation and laundry, which are no longer provided as routine home support services. Slightly more than half of home support clients are at high or very high risk of admission to long-term care, up slightly from 5 years ago. The province spent $693 million on home support in 2021-22, a 42% increase in the last 5 years, with about 40,000 seniors receiving care. Nearly 60% of those clients receive less than an hour per day of home support, while care hours by family caregivers over the last 5 years have increased to about 5 for every 1 hour of home support. Family members reporting feeling distress as a result increased to 57% from 34% for those whose loved one receives less than an hour of care daily. BC's senior advocate made 5 recommendations. Eliminate the financial barrier for accessing home support. Increase respite care. Standardize and set targets for all aspects of service delivery. Modernize care plans. Measure, monitor and report on performance. The complete report can be found at seniorsadvocatebc.ca/reports. The Office of the Seniors Advocate is an independent office of the government mandated to monitor senior services and report on systemic issues. It provides information and referral to seniors and their caregivers and can be reached toll-free at 1-877-952-3181, through BC211, or via email at info@seniorsadvocatebc.ca. Seharnet at timescolonist.com.